Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up.
Everybody, let's sing it. It is displayed on the screen. You can read it from the screen.
Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see.
Yes, through me.
Yes, through me. Come through.
Why am I not hearing why?
Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see.
Yes, through me,
come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see.
Yes, through me,
yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see.
Jesus. Come and sit. If you lose your sincerity, it's over for you. You can't grow. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Don't stop, don't stop.
Yes, through me, call through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see.
Say, prayer is not a song.
Yes, through me, call through me, open me up. Do your surgical work. I see as you see. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your
surgically working me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up to your surgical working me
till I see.
Help me, Jesus.
As you see.
Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up to your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up to your surgical work in me
till I see.
Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me
till I see as you see.
Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me
till I see.
Jesus.
The scripture spoke in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Show me the last three verses. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. That means the program of God is to bring us to this point, so that your identification in the spirit will be he that is spiritual. He that is spiritual is not him that sees vision. He that is spiritual is not even him that is anointed, that is found in the mystical realm, that dwells in mysticism. That is not he that is spiritual. Spirituality, scripturally, is a physical matter. It has to do with the things that you do day to day. And that is why any man that desires to be brought into the realm of he that is spiritual, we have to learn how to practice the presence of God such that there is no disparity between the things that is spiritual and the things that is physical. You see, the one of the greatest challenge and one of the attacks of Satan in the body of Christ that has brought us to the point where we struggle to live out the possibilities of God that is in us, is that it seems as if that there is a demarcation that is made between the things that is spiritual and the things that is physical. The demarcation that the scripture made is between spiritual and natural, not spiritual and physical. What do I mean? Are you getting the point? When you live a holy life, your holy life can only be ascertained by an act that can be detected in the physical realm. Is it not true? That means that holy living is a spiritual thing. It is because of a Holy Spirit, a holy life that is in you, you are now galvanized to live out something in the physical realm. It means that as far as the life that is spiritual, that is in you, is concerned, that life intends to effulge, intends to come out. So the life is not intimidated in manifestation. As a matter of fact, the proof of the authenticity of what you have received inside is that there will be no difference when it manifests. There is surety in manifestation. It means that if it is true that the life you received is holy, the proof is that you will live what? A holy life. If the life you received is wise, you will live a what? Are you getting the point? If the life you received is overcoming, you will live an overcoming life. The proof, actually, that the life you receive is thus, is in the expression. And it means that the physical realm captures the true test of whatever you have inside of you. So anybody that tells you, hey, I'm holy inside. No, your holiness cannot be tested until you act, until you speak with your neighbor, until they leave you and a woman. When they leave you and a woman, will now test your holiness. When you live with your brother, will now test whether your mouth, your tongue has been discipled. Are you getting the point? And we know that the life of Christ in you is in such a mode that it captures all those realities. But the real test that what is in the life that you received is truly in you is that it will what? Manifest. And this physical realm, this earth realm, is executioner. This is where things manifest. The attack of Satan on you now is to make you to think that there is a difference between cooking in the kitchen and cooking the word of God that you will teach. I was discussing with my wife one day, and she asked me, what will you eat? I said, I want to eat the bread of life. Are you with me? She said, no, I mean real food. And I brought out a scripture for her. Show me that scripture. Jesus said that my flesh is meat. Indeed. You are not getting the point. He didn't just say it's meat. He said, indeed, in actual, what do you consider food? My flesh is actual food. He's trying to make a point that anytime he speaks, people are always categorizing his spiritual, physical, that is not the same thing. No, Jesus is trying to tell you, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't know the difference between spiritual and physical. What the difference he made is between spiritual and natural. Are you with me? What ought to be kept aside is the naturality that you gained. Your physicality is very important factor in the expression of the life of God that you have received. As a matter of fact, you cannot truly, show me my scripture now, you cannot truly express the life that you have received except you are in this physical realm. Are you getting it? That is why it is only human beings that is taxed with the job, in fact was given the capacity to express God. Are you getting where I'm going now? It means that your capacity to walk in the things that is spiritual is first of all dependent on you bridging the gap that is in your mind that tends to tell you that there is a whole realm of disparity between the spiritual and physical. No. Are you getting it now? That's how Enoch walked with God, and he was not. There is nothing special. Are you getting it? He was just walking the way he normally walks, only for him to walk and then entered another realm. Jesus finished praying. He was not intending to show off. If I'm the one, I will come and say, okay, today let me show you, let me walk on water. No. His disciples has gone over. He just needed to catch up. It so happened that the only way to do it, I want to catch up. I'm walking on water. That's how it should be. You live in such a way that these supernatural things is not supernatural in a sense, because that's where you live. It so happens that the physical realm is trapping your reality. So you keep manifesting spiritual things in this physical realm as if it is natural. For you, when you laugh, is not a natural thing. You just invoked the spiritual realm by your laugh. You invoked the spiritual realm by your walking. You invoked the spiritual realm by your clothing. Are you getting it now? If it is true, you can't be naked now. You see, it's because you think there is a difference between the spirit realm and the physical realm. That's why you will be naked. Because, are you getting where I'm going now? If your breast is showing, it means that you think the spiritual realm is different. When you begin to understand that there is no disparity, it means that when your breast is open, it means it's open in the spirit. I think I've said what you now understand. Huh? You will get to a point where overeating in the natural means you have overeaten in the spiritual. Because you understand, for you, there is really no difference. You can transverse realm and the reality is consistent wherever you find yourself. Jesus is trying to say, whether I ate swallow or I ate Bible, it has the same effect on my spirit and on my body. That is why he can bring a bread and bless it and say that this is my body broken for you. And you eat it, it has a spiritual impact on you. He brings the word of God and said in the book of Matthew chapter 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. He said you are living. By what means are you living? Oga? You have not touched anything. Huh? What did you touch? He touched unspeakable things. There are things that are unspeakable. Unspeakable. I have a body. What civilization does, human civilization does, is to tend to show you that there is a difference between your life in the church and the one in school. That's why several people that went to school is asking me, how do I manage my academic life and my spiritual life? Because you think there is a difference. Are you seeing it now? How do I manage my spiritual life and my business? Because you think there is a difference. When a man becomes truly spiritual, there is no difference. For such a man in the business place, he is dispensing life. Every single act that is taking place in that business place is an expression of the life of God. So you ask yourself, this thing I'm doing now, is he expressing God? Is he expressing self? Is he expressing Satan? So you finish from your business and then you come to church or come home and you now say that this is, I'm now in church. Tomorrow we are now in business. Know the difference. Know how to manage your calling. Know how to manage your job. Any job that is not compatible with your work with God is off. Are you getting it? That is a true test of something that you should be in and something that you should not be in. You are a waitress in the hotel and your job is to serve prostitute and Yahoo boys alcohol. Are you getting it? You don't need, and you are asking me, you don't need to ask. That kind of living, you are trying to say, this is just my job. I'm a believer, I speak in tongues. Satan has deceived you. Because as far as God is concerned, there is no difference. That's why Satan can attack you. If everything about your life is galvanized from the, everything you are doing physically is galvanized from the spirit, Satan doesn't have space. Because, let me tell you something I do. Before I come to tent every day, I don't follow her. As simple as, are you with me? As simple as the clothes I wear is, I ask God, which clothes should I wear? When I woke up one day, I asked my wife, between these two clothes, which one should I wear? She was like, you see a big thing. Choose one cloth and wear. I have trained myself for years, more than 10 years. As little as wearing clothes is, I ask God. If I'm driving and I'm coming from my house, as soon as I enter the car, I stay on it for 2 minutes. And I will scan the spirit realm. And I will find out the road that they want me to take. I did it this morning. I did it yesterday. I did it the day before yesterday. I have done it every day for the past 1 year, 2 years. I don't just wake up, because as far as I'm... Are you with me? Are you now seeing where I'm going now? It means your practice is spiritual. Even though it is in the physical realm, it is a spiritual matter. You cannot come and carry a philosophy book and then be lost in the philosophy. No. You are a spiritual man. Even when you pick up a philosophy textbook as a student, you read it from the lenses of a spiritual man. Not you come and say, this is philosophy, let's pass our exam. No. You will know. You will test it by the material that is inside of you and discard everything that doesn't meet up with the standard of the spirit oppression that is within you. Did you understand something here? The shoe you wear, the friends you have, you can't just come and tell me that I'm born again, it doesn't matter, I'm not drinking alcohol, my friends, touch this, sister, touch it. My friends, you know, they are not, me, I'm not bad, I'm not doing anything with them, I'm not doing what they are doing, they are your friends. It means you still think that there is a difference between your spiritual life and your physical one. Huh? Every hour, Shebi, you go. You don't know who you are. Go and sit down. In the next 2 years, they will reborn you again. Every burial you go. Every wedding you go. Are you getting it? If you are a man that lives as if the spirit realm and the physical is the same, huh? There are things you can't go. It's not because it's wrong or right. But the realm where your operational headquarters is, interfacing with this physical realm, cannot accept that act. Are you getting it? The organic government of the spirit upon you, we reject it. If you are in tune, and I put it to you that if the Holy Spirit doesn't bring these things in your heart, it means that you are dead long ago. It means you can't grow. No man grows until the activity of the Holy Spirit is alive within him, governing the actions that he takes in the physical realm, bringing him to a government, to a discipline that is beyond a human thing. Are you getting it? As you are sewing the clothes, you sew it in the Holy Ghost. If you are an Okada man, you do it in the Holy Ghost. It's not when you pick up the mic. There is no difference. None. Your job now, because we are going to advance in this teaching, Lord, teach me how to bridge the gap between my spiritual life and my physical one. It seems as if naturality, growing as a human being in this our natural realm, the first thing they do to you is to separate things that is spiritual and the things that is physical. The only disparity the scripture made is not between physical and spiritual, it is between natural and spiritual. The natural man is the one that cannot carry the things of the spirit. You will never, I can show you, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The emphasis of the scripture is on the natural man, the carnal man, and what? The spiritual man. You will never see physicality there. Because including the carnal man, the natural man, and the spiritual man still needs the physicality of humanity to express his tendencies. So if you take away physicality, then there is no theater for expressing the things that is inside. Are you getting the point? But Satan will not allow you. He will cloud your understanding, thinking that there is a difference between the food you are eating in the night and the word of God. So when they finish cooking in the night, you load yourself and you are full. When you are reading your Bible, you are not full and you stop. Are you seeing it now? Come on, do you go there for? If you are full, you will know. If you are full, am I correct? If you are full, if by the time you are going to sleep today, if you met up with the quota, I know. So many days I'll be going back, and my wife will be telling, I will tell her, no, I didn't meet up. I studied throughout, but there is a mark for the day. I didn't hit it. There is no difference. I didn't hit it. Are you getting the point? Now, you can be better than this man, but it's not this man. It's the standard. There is a mark. There are consistent daily marks set for you that will culminate in the ultimate mark for the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. If you don't meet your daily target, you can't meet your ultimate mark. Your problem is that you think there is a difference between selling phone at GSM Villa and coming to pray in the evening. Oga Chika, no difference between pass and praying in the morning. That 5 a.m. prayer in the morning. You need to know how to bridge. That's your problem. And some of the time, when you try to do something, some of them will tell you, Pastor, now, allow us, we are not against you, but just come and pray for us on it. You carry your Bible, you man of God, and go. That's what they wanted to put me inside it. where I was living. They now found out that I'm pastor. They now say, pastor, come and bless it for us. Nonsense. Nonsense. Do you know where I will come down from? I will now start coming down, coming down, coming down, and come and pray over a beer. When they ask you, you say, there is nothing really different. It's just to pray for me. I'm not drinking it. Lord, deliver us. Deliver us from a debt. There is a debt of spirituality that overshadows everything about us, bringing us to the point where every disparity in thinking and acting between the spiritual and the physical is consumed. Are you getting the point? You will remain a physical being. There is a peculiarity that is given to humanity, and that is their physicality. When your physicality is taken from you, you are no more a man. You are a spirit or whatever you want to be. It is physicality that God was seeking, and then he has to give himself to incarnation. He has to submit to the littleness of humanity. God became human so that he can gain physicality. And Satan convinced you that there is a difference between spirituality and physicality. That is the job of the Holy Ghost in this age, to bring men to the point where they have gathered up their spiritual experiences in a physical manner. You can string on the bass guitar by the Holy Ghost. When you carry the bass guitar like this, they will think it's guitar you are carrying. You are carrying an AK-47. Is it not like this? Inikoma habai. Huh? There is no difference. I pray that for everybody that hears me, one thing dies from today. The attack of Satan on our mind and on our walk with God, bringing us, it has started from when you are young, including some of our teachers and pastors helped to make the difference. They helped us to make the difference, thinking that there is a difference. When you now do this, you come back and do this, Satan will wait for you. He is going to defeat you simply because you exempted certain things. Anything that is not born from the Spirit cannot yield the result of God, whatever it is. Born by the Spirit, executed by the Spirit, ended in the Spirit. Because there was a rebuke that came to the Galatian church. He said, how dare you start in the Spirit and end in the flesh? How did you manage to do that? So they came to a point, they think, maybe you started spiritually, you now think, I'm overdoing this thing. They will tell you, use wisdom. Have they not told you that? Use wisdom. Is use wisdom. That's why you are here. Listen to me. The best of the wisdom of man in God's context is total foolishness. Guess what? The wisdom of God in his manifestation actually looks like foolishness to men. But that is your power. Hold on to the Holy Ghost. Hold on to his workings in your life. Train yourself. Train him. Train him. Train yourself to the point that the socks you wear in the morning. Ask the Holy Ghost, is this the socks we are wearing today? Ask him. Huh? As you want to play it, ask him, seven colors, is it part of your plans? Seven colors, is it part of your plans this month? Next time, ask him. The feedback, tell me. I doubt the Holy Spirit will tell you to play seven colors. I doubt it. I'm not sure. He may allow you. Yeah? So he says seven colors. I doubt the Holy Ghost will allow you to show back. I doubt it. He may allow you. Because as far as when you become spiritual, covering yourself in the physical is a spiritual thing for you. It is not an obedience to a set rules. Are you hearing me? You are a priest, and there is a way you should carry yourself. I learned it. It's a physical thing for you. It's not these people. I'm trying to show you how the life of the spirit overshadows. It is not because they come and tell you this is the rules and regulation. One day you'll be frustrated with man's rules and regulation. Your problem is that you think there is a difference between what you do in the physical and what you do in the spirit. In fact, God's intention is that if you live in alignment with the government of the spirit, his emphasis will overshadow everything about your life. Are you getting the point? The Holy Ghost will gather up your life. Every iota of thing you do is by the Holy Spirit. At that point, there are some earrings you can't wear. You can't wear tire. You can't wear. No, it doesn't matter. Just sit one minute and ask the Holy Ghost, is this tire still part of your plans? Is this wheelbarrow? Is it still part of your plans now? You will reduce it to small tube. Holy Ghost, based on your work in my life, I see as a lady that I'm entering into the poopy dimension of my ministry. Is my dressing still in alignment with this season? Is there a disparity between your spiritual emphasis in my life and my physical response? If you don't ask this question, you will lose spiritual power and potency. You will go in the spirit and become powerful, come in the natural and become powerless. Because there is no flow. God wants to pour himself into your physical activities, but you cut it off as if it is a different thing from his works in the spirit. Are you getting the point? You have to reshape it. Something needs to happen. You need to galvanize it. You need to convince the Holy Spirit by certain decisions and actions that you're going to school is part of it. You shaped it in such a way that he can carry it as his body. You have carried it long enough. You are saying, let's go to school, then let's go and pray. You will keep suffering. When I learned this lesson, in 300 level, something happened. Blah, 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 blah. And I got, my GP became 2.8. I said, how? I was reading. When it's time for exam, I read. When it's time for church, I go. I separated it. When I learned my lesson, was when I now entered final year. God now told me there is no difference. I finished writing my project, submitted to my supervisor. He said that my analysis was not correct. It's not enough. It's not enough. He said, in fact, I should go and do another one. I said, me, do another one. Do another one. I said, okay, I will do. It so happened that the next day is my monthly 4 days dry fasting. I left all that project one side. Because as far as I'm concerned, we are just flowing together. Project, fasting. They are one thing for me. But it took time. It was 5 years later that I saw it. I wish I saw it on time. When I finished 4 days fasting, I just took one of my projects and dropped it where I'm fasting. I was saying, Lord, I want to know you. So if this book is still part of the agenda, include it by yourself. When I finished, the woman said, bring it again, let me check. He did one or two corrections. I said that my project work was published in a foreign journal. My project work. The same one. Are you getting where I'm going? The same one, she said I should do another one. It is now published in a foreign journal. Pray for 30 seconds. Lord, show me how to gather up all my physical activity in a spiritual sense. Show me how to force the spiritual realm to subsume everything that I'm doing in the natural. If you can see this, you have gained victory. Listen, the scripture is trying to say here that the program of the Holy Spirit in you is by transformation to produce you as he that is spiritual. there is a judgment to execute. We are governors on God's behalf, judging matters, judging things, judging generations, and in the age to come, judging angels. You see, that is not a confirmment that comes as a gift. It is a confirmment that comes as an attainment. Are you getting it? There are confirmments, like when you are born again, is the gift of God. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, he said that we are saved by grace, not by works, lest any man should boast. That is the free gift of God and all that. But the attainment of the stature that grants you capacity to judge things, judge dispensation, judge matters, spiritual and physical, even judge men. In fact, ultimately in the age to come, the scripture said we shall judge what? Angels. That is not a confirmation on everybody. And I'm not just talking about unbelievers. In fact, they are out of the case. This is not a confirmation on every believer. It is a select few that gave themselves to this reading. Show me, show me, show me. That gave themselves to this phrase. He that is what? Spiritual. Our target in teaching, bringing the ministry of the cross, is to produce he that is spiritual. So that on the basis of that spirituality that is produced by the cross of Jesus Christ, are you getting the point? In fact, if you go down here, in answer, we have the mind of Christ. It means that he that is spiritual ends up having the mind of Christ. How dare you have the mind of Christ outside of the way that the Christ retained his own? It was by the cross that Christ was able to produce the ultimacy of his wisdom, the ultimacy of his power. And the scripture said in this book of 1 Corinthians, I think in the upper verses, he said, Christ has been made unto us wisdom. It means that whatever we seek in God has been invested in Christ. But that is not enough. When we hear it, we now claim it. No, this kind of things is not name it and claim it. This time of things, name it and submit. You submit to the cross so that by the means through which the Christ produced his result can be reproduced in you by that what means. You see, I heard the scripture that my brother read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 15 to 18. And the Bible said that verse 18. Have you seen it? Show me. Verse 18. The scripture said verse 18. I know it, but I want you to see it. But we all with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. This is dependent on an initial chemical reaction. It is dependent. There is a reaction that needed to take place first before you appear here. Just because you are born again doesn't mean that you are before the glory. There is an activity that needs to take place so that something will be taken away. And the scripture testifies in this portion of the scripture that just like it was in the days of Moses, that even in this new kingdom and covenant, that activity is still prevalent. That the glory quadrant can only be entered into when that thing is taken away. There is a glory quadrant. There is an environment of transformation. There is a realm. There is a place. And it is the cross that brings you there. If the cross has not worked in a man, if the cross is not available, there is no transformation. Start from verse 15. Let me show you. Maybe show me verse 14 so that they can get the full picture. If you're with me so far, say amen. Start from 13. 13, just for reading. Now, watch. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. Listen. Have you heard that song that said, look and live? Brother, look and live. You have not? Okay, search it. This is the intention of God. Several of the things that happened in, because the Moses is a type of Christ, and that is why several of the things that happened to him, God was careful. He told him, be careful to build according to pattern. What Moses did not realize is that beyond the things he's building, that there is the things that is built in him too. Are you getting it? So he was correct in the physical patterns, but there is a disparity in the spiritual patterns. Because even him as a man is a pattern of God. Are you with me now? Is it not true? But he was able to capture the pattern of the tabernacle. But he forgot that the real tabernacle is man. Man is the real house of God. So as God is, he was mirroring two parallel truths in that one instruction that he gave the man. What you don't know is that beyond the things that God told you to do and obey is the one that is happening inside. Beyond the one you are doing physically is the one that is happening inside. And several times, by the mystery of the spirit, God can transfer a spiritual activity to have a spiritual meaning. So when you engage fasting, some people come and say, there is no power, fasting doesn't do anything, it's just the flesh. No, fasting does anything, except it is not being held by the Holy Ghost. If the Holy, are you getting what I'm saying? If you clap your hand like this, if the Holy Spirit holds it, he can transfer it into a spiritual reality that has the capacity to build something inside of you. Except the Spirit is not the one wielding it, he can extract the reality in it if it is done by him. If the Holy Spirit inspired you to do something, even if it is a physical thing, are you getting the point? He can extract a reality in it. The Holy Spirit inspires you to go and give somebody 500 naira. He can extract reality from there. And the person will say, since this year, nobody has given me any, since last 5 years. Are you getting the point? Yeah? You will now begin to wonder, what is 500? I gave somebody 2,000 last week. He did not even thank me. Why? That 2,000 you gave somebody is to answer name. Are you with me? But the 200 you gave to that person is by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will hold that 200 naira and use it to work a mighty work. That person might be on the verge of backsliding, but because the Holy Spirit held that 200 naira, he will extract the spiritual reality in what you did and minister it. You will now find out that the things that look small in the natural can be very, very big in the spiritual realm. And the things that is very, very big in this spiritual realm can be in the spirit a small matter. It is not worth much before him. Are you with me now? Listen. So when the man Moses was acting, God was acting in him. He was acting for the children of Israel on their behalf. God is acting in him. So the things that he's doing is being transferred organically inside of him. Watch. So the scripture said that, and not as Moses could put a veil on his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look. It means that the intention of God is for men to look. And that is why, in typifying the day of Christ, that will be... Which day is the day of the Christ? Which day is the day of the Christ? That is actually what this scripture is trying to talk about. The day of the Christ is the day of resurrection. Are you with me? If you are with me so far, say amen. The day of the Christ is the day of resurrection. It is on the face of the resurrected Christ that the New Testament glory is tabernacled. And the program of transformation is captured in beholding the face of the resurrected Christ. Because the glory is what transforms. And the glory is on the face of Jesus. And the way to interact with the glory that is on the face is to what? Say after me, look. Say after me, behold. So the intention, God tested the matter with the life of Moses, producing a pattern in his own context. Are you seeing it now? His intention is there a possibility of Moses appear? So he shined on Moses, thinking that when Moses comes out, people looking on him can become what he was. Are you getting it now? He entered somewhere, became something. God hoping that his appearance can conjure the same reality he reproduced. People can, by looking at him, reproduce the same reality God worked on Moses. Albeit a glory that fades away, but it would have been enough to last the length of the life of Moses upon the face of the earth. Are you getting it? So it would have been that the men that lived with Moses would have become, obeyed God, walked with God as much as him, having had the same experience and reality that he was exposed to. Because the same glory they saw is now on the face of Moses, and they can interact with it by what? Looking. Unfortunately, when the glory shined, they cannot look. And if you can't look, you can't behold. If you can't behold, you can't change. can be transformed. Meanwhile, this is the one that is abolished. Wait, follow me now. Follow me. I have so many things. God help us in this teaching. Verse 14, quickly. But their minds were blinded. If your Bible is your own, underline minds blinded. For until this day, somebody say until this day. Now, he said, remember, we are talking about Moses. The scripture now said, even till now. Watch it. The same veil. I thought the veil of Moses has gone. Are you seeing something here? I thought the veil of Moses has gone. He said, until this day. The same veil. Until this day remained the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. Which veil is done away where? In Christ. Let's see the next verse. But even unto this day, stay in context. Are you in context? The context is this day. The context is unto this day. He is trying to prove to you that that thing that happened to them in the wilderness is still obtainable. What? Today. So we need to know on what basis is that experience of blindness that happened to their mind in the wilderness preventing them from interacting with the glory that is on the face of Moses, albeit a glory that fades away, yet they were not able to look on it. Is it not true? So much so that Moses has to cover his face with a veil. Consequent upon their inability to look upon that glory, they were not able to experience and have and interact and become what Moses was. Are you getting it now? Remember, Moses was a type. Remember, Moses produce a pattern for God, but him too was a pattern, a man set as a type of the Christ, so that the dealings of God upon him will one day become the dealings of God upon the Christ of God that will be manifest upon the face of the earth. Even Moses himself spoke by prophecy. He said, a prophet like unto me will the Lord raise for you. In fact, one of the signs of that man when he comes is the sign of the shining face, or rather is the sign of the face full of glory. Are you getting it now? Just like the face of Moses trapped the glory of God, the total investment of the glory of God will be on that man's face. On the day that you see it, you will know that the Lord has raised a prophet like unto me. Even though my glory fades away, but the glory of that one that cometh after that New Testament order abides forever. For the power that kept the glory on the face of Moses is the power that is generated from the ordinances and the law. But the power that kept the glory that is upon the face of Moses is by the priesthood. A priesthood after an eternal order. An order of an everlasting, a life that doesn't die. The perpetuity of the life of the Holy Spirit, which is the glory of God that is now manifest on the face of Jesus, makes sure that every generation beholds to their desire the same intensity. The same intensity of the glory of God on the face of Moses that Paul saw, you can see it. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon what? Their heart. Next verse. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to what? The law, the veil shall be taken away. Next verse. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? The word liberty here is better spoken as access. God has given you permission to access everything in him. I've already taught you guys on this, how the Lord became that spirit. Is it not true? When the Lord became that spirit, do you know how the Lord became that spirit? In fact, it is the cross that made the Lord that spirit. And my whole emphasis of reading this scripture is to present the cross to you. Jesus was reduced to his reality. The exact reality of a man can only be ascertained in the spirit and spiritually. In the spirit and what? Spiritually. In the spirit and what? That is how we can measure. There is no bogus. There is no activity. Do you know we can organize a 1,000-hour concert? We can even do a 1 week prayer meeting, and then when we throw it on the scale of spirituality, it is not worth up to 30 minutes before God. It means that spirituality is missing. Are you getting the point now? Mm-hmm. It takes the cross to test the spirituality of activity that is going on. Hey, did it shock you? That means we can do 1,000. Do you know people can read this Bible with the activity of their mind, argue you out? When they speak the Bible, they will tell you, what you need is to sit down and read this Bible. As you read it, they are just entertaining their mind. Their mind is becoming big to bamboozle you. The cross. When the cross passes through that your knowledge, you will cry, show me. Teach me your way. I have thought I've known you long ago. 35 years of Bible school, I found out I didn't even know what is love. 35 years of Bible school, I didn't know what is the Holy Spirit. You don't know. You can teach about the Holy Spirit. You can teach about the Holy Spirit to 10,000 students in a Bible seminary. You don't know him. That means the cross. It takes the cross to administer the reality of the person of the Holy Ghost. There is a knowledge about him that can't come by interaction with mere books. It has to be a communication divine, an encounter heavenly. Things mouth can't speak. Experience is in need of explanation, not explanations in need of experiences. Now the Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Next verse. Show me verse 13. There is something I missed. Show us Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20. Good. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Listen to me. Jesus made sure that the inability to access the glory, which is as a result of the covering, the veil of the flesh, is taken away in him. Are you getting the point? This is my point now. Remember, if you go back and study that place in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 10 down, you will find out that the scripture said that veil remaineth even till today. Are you getting it? The man is trying to say that capacity to behold is not possible until the veil is taken away. And there is only one thing that can take the veil away. It is the cross. The scripture said, when he shall turn to the Lord. When did he turn to the Lord? It is death. It is the cross, the death of Jesus Christ, that reduced him to whom he is. He came as man, and John can lay on his shoulder. But that man that was there is actually the creator, the one that created John, carrying the eternal life and glory in himself. All those things he's carrying was trapped in him. No wonder he cried in the book of John chapter 16. He said, it is necessary I live so that the Holy Ghost can come. What he was trying to say, of course, he said it in later verses, that when he, the Spirit, is come, he will take of mine and minister to you. So the job of the Holy Spirit is to take. The Holy Spirit is not the manufacturer of the realities of Christ. It is in Christ. But he is the one that can take it and give you. It took the cross for Jesus to everything he was able to accomplish, everything he was, and the one he accomplished in the flesh as a man, God and man, as a man, is now reduced to his reality. Invested in the spirit, reduced to his reality by the cross. Invested in the spirit by resurrection. Are you getting it now? And then we can access it through the same means through which it was gotten and invested. It was gotten by the means of the death that came by the cross. If you want to experience the same reality, go to the cross. Are you getting the point? Some of you have gone to the cross several times, but you don't know what it means. You don't know that that's where you went to. It can be in a worship service. Do your surgical work in me. As you are singing it, they are cutting things out. Is it not true? But there is something I'm going to show you today so that it can confirm your position. There are The administration of the cross is done in three ways. And that's what I'm going to show you. But let me start this way today. If you help me so far, say amen. Oh, my time. Okay, I have about 30 minutes. Let's see how much we can accomplish. Remember, I told you people yesterday that the summary of that there are four fundamental enemies of the believer. Is it not true? And the summary of God's victory over them was on and by what? The cross. And I said that the first enemy is what? Satan. The second enemy is what? Sin. The third enemy is what? The fourth enemy is what? Now, if you go to the book of John chapter 12, let's see from verse 30, you will see how the enemy Satan was dealt with by the cross. Jesus answered, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." 31. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. 1, number 2. So two things are captured in one verse. Number 1 is the judgment of the world. Number 2 is the judgment of the prince of this world. Who is the prince of this world? Satan. Are you with me? Follow me now. Follow me now. Now, when is this? The scripture said, now is the judgment of Satan. Now is the judgment of the world. When is now? Who can answer me? With scriptural evidence. I need a fast student. Lawa, when? On the cross. Show me a scripture. Huh? Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. 2 verse what? 2:14. Colossians 2:14. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Good, good. 15, let's see. 15. Hey. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. What? Triumph. Are you the one that answered this? I owe you another new 1,000 naira note after service. Hi, you are a good Bible student. We need somebody to mentor this lady now. She will do well. Hi. I have another scripture, but this one captures it. I will keep. I think you understand this well. This is the battle of Aquedomai. Is it not true? I have taught it many times. It is by the cross that Satan was defeated. Are you getting it now? It is by the cross that the world was defeated. That was what the scripture was trying to say in that book of John chapter 12 verse 31. He said, now, when is now? On the day of the cross, on the day of crucifixion. Satan actually thought he was killing Jesus. He didn't know he was. That's where he was. His judgment came. Oh God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up. And when he spoke about lifting, he said, just as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, even so will the Son of Man be lifted. On that day, I can draw. Amen. Even somebody that has served in witchcraft for 30 years, if Jesus wants to draw the person, he can draw the person. The greatest imam in this whole world, he can be in that their place and say, Allah shakapan tabakata. Speak in tongues. Do you know why? Jesus can enter the mosque. And as I'm talking to you, there are many Muslims getting born again without anybody preaching to them by the appearances of Jesus. Are you getting the point? That's what he has always wanted. He found out that he was limited by this physical body. He's a burden. He said, I will not do ministry for too long. Are you getting it? You don't know why he said, it is necessary I go. Because you were thinking Jesus was enjoying himself doing miracle. He knew. Because of where he was coming from and the things he has experienced before, he knew that this body is a limitation. A day came, Paul entered the same layer. When you do real ministry, interact in heavenly places. War with powers in the heavenlies. When you come down, you will find that this body is a limitation. Paul said, I don't know whether to go or to stay here. I'm in between. If I stay here, it's for your benefit. If I go there, my ministry will shift layer. Are you getting the point? He said, because of this, we groan within ourselves, that this outer tabernacle, not that we be unclothed, but we should be what? Clothed upon, so that mortality will be swallowed up by life. So he kept journeying into life, kept journeying. Let my weaknesses die, tendencies die, weak, everything that came from the fall affecting my spirit, soul, and body. Is there no way that this life I'm feeling in my spirit can consume my body, making me operate in an eternal dimension? There is something. Jesus didn't want to stay in this limited body for long, because as soon as he left this limited body, he was like a man that is set free from the bondage of the flesh. He became unhindered in his expression. Are you getting the point? Before Jesus went to the cross, he cannot appear to the Pharisee. It would have been very hard for him to convince Paul. I hope you know. I wonder who would have preached the message that would have convinced Paul. Because even when Stephen was preaching, on the foot of Paul, the men that stoned Stephen was dropping their clothes. Is it not true? He took an encounter with the risen Jesus. Show me my scripture. John. I think I will stop here. Number two, sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Pierce through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Pierce through me, cut through me, open. The sword of the Holy Spirit in piercing through you is the cross. The cross is his sword. The cutting instrument of the kingdom is the cross. Knowing this, that our old man is what? Crucified with him, that the body of sin, somebody said the body of sin, might be destroyed. So underline it. That the body of sin might be destroyed. So it means, are you getting the point? That by crucifixion, which is the activity of the cross, the body of sin was destroyed. Number three, the world. I think I've given you the scripture, John chapter 12, 31 to 33. Number four, the flesh, Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Romans 8, 13, Galatians 5, 24, Colossians 3, 5 to 9. Let's start with Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. I'm not hearing you. One, two, ready, go. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall what? But if ye through the spirit, what? The word mortify is crucify. Another word you can put there is what? Crucify. If you crucify the deeds of the flesh. Maybe if we have time, subsequently we analyze this scripture in Romans chapter 8 verse 13. An extended scripture concerning it is the one that is in the book of Colossians chapter 3, 5 to 9. But I want us to see Galatians 5, 24. Pierce through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Joshua. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Ibu go oko before. Ibu ta go ni inu ye. Pierce through me, Pokasiam, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you. Have you killed chicken before? Huh? You have not? You can't sing this our song. You are here. Till I see. Eligwe, you have killed chicken, you have killed goat. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me. Let's sing it three times.
Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see.
Two more times.
Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see.
Jesus, help me.
Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see.
Oh, Jesus, help us.
Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me,
ay, Jesus.
Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me. Oh. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me.
Listen, he that is spiritual, the Lord will help us to be a company of spiritual men. A company of spiritual men. So that the judgments of God will return in our generation. Standard bearers, men that the cross has worked in them, and on that account they have become they that are spiritual. They that are spiritual. For he that is spiritual judges all things. No one judges him. The capacity to judge all things was because he was first judged. He allowed the cross to what? Judge him. And after the cross has judged him, he can judge all things. And no one can what? Judge. If the cross judges you, no one can judge you. None. And when we mean by judgment, we are not coming to say, you did wrong, you fall and die. That's not the judgment we are talking about. We are talking about the judgment of the revelation of God's standard for your life. The revelation of God's holiness. The revelation of God's character, the revelation of God's life, the revelation of God's way, the revelation of God's wisdom, the expression of his multifaceted wisdom, the wisdom he intends to govern the universe, the wisdom with which he intends to teach principalities and powers, to show them that all they have done is for naught. There is a judgment. And I told you people that there are two streams of judgment. The reason why we have to enter into the judgments of God is not for bad things to happen. It's so that we can be educated. There is a wisdom that educates somebody in judgment. And that wisdom doesn't come outside of the cross. Several times, oh my God. The Bible said, are you with me? Show me, let me prove to you. Start from the beginning of this chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, of wisdom. Watch. There is something about wisdom. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. These are deep mysteries. Are you getting it now? The wisdom of man cannot be a record of eternal things. This word testimony is a record. You know what is a record? A record is something that the spirit realm, physical realm, that is in the context of God, in the context of this scripture. A record, a testimony is something that its reality is authenticated from the realm of its originality. And that is why I taught you people that witness is the only authenticating factor in the kingdom of God. Are you getting the point? And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of witness. He is the only one that has the capacity to authenticate anything, any person, any experience as something that is real in the context of God. Are you getting the point now? He said, when I came, I abandoned everything that is human wisdom, because I know that human wisdom, knowledge, ability, whatever it takes, lacks the capacity to authenticate the testimony that I'm about to bear. The testimony is heavenly. It is not earthly. The testimony is eternal. It is not temporal. Huh? How do you prove to a man that the life that you have inside of you can physically, you are going to rise again? Can you use your experiment? Where is Valentine? Iboke? Can you use your experiment in chemistry lab in University of Nigeria to prove to a man that if he dies, he's going to rise again? You see, are you getting it now? We can. There is no excellency of man's words that can bring a testimony to this kind of experience. The only thing that can authenticate it, the testimony has to be of God. The testimony has to be for God. Show me the next verse. I'm running. Oh. For I determined not to know anything among you save who? And what? Let me see if he said that he made that statement. Let me see the next verse. There is a place that Paul said that he doesn't want to know any man after the flesh. Huh? He said, even if it is Jesus, he doesn't want to know the physical Jesus. I put it to you that the physical Jesus cannot offer much to you. He can do miracle for you, give you bread, do everything for you. Guess what? You can't do what he can do. He told his disciples, I'm limiting your ministry. If I go, the Holy Ghost comes. He comes. Greater works that I have done, shall he do? Greater works. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. And in much trembling, next verse. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the spirit and of power. This is not where I'm going. Next verse. That your faith should not stand what? What is this wisdom of man that a man's faith can stand upon? I put it to you that anything that you were taught in your church that you try to live and you can't live it was a wisdom of man. Are you seeing it now? Now you now make a check. Since you became a believer and since you taught people, how many of them was actually established upon the wisdom of God? Because the wisdom of God is a product of the cross. Are you getting it now? This wisdom that establishes the faith of men is a product of the cross. That means the knowledge that you are administering to men, the wisdom thereof, is something that you got from the cross. And you have to know as we go down that this same wisdom is like foolishness to people. That, let's see, next verse. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is what? Next verse. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and we bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Next verse. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world. Next verse. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. That means you know what he means. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that what? Next verse. For the Jews require what? A sign. And the Greeks seek after what? Wisdom. Next verse. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. Now listen to me. I heard some people, they said, but we preach Christ. We preach Christ. We preach Christ. We preach Christ. I don't know why people are deliberate in cutting off the important part of this scripture is not actually preach Christ. The important part of this scripture is the crucified Christ. We preach Christ what? Crucified. It is the cross that is the important matter about our preaching. Take away the cross. And then we preach Christ. We preach Christ. He woke up. He woke up from the bed. Two sisters from choir accompanied him to do choir practice in his house. Are you getting point? Are you getting point? Are you getting point? Do you know the location of their choir practice? On the bed. You know, there is choir they do on the bed. He is conducting the service. The orchestra on the bed. When he come out, he say, we preach Christ. The judgment of those kind of people is not far. I pity a man that sits under them and you are listening to them. In fact, to listen to those people and accept it. If you have ever stayed under those kind of people before, ever, it means that there is not much mercy in your life. One of the proof of God's mercy is that he gives you a shepherd after his own heart. They will teach you the ways of God and you will not make mistake. Why is it that you are always falling into the hands of fake pastors and fake prophets? It's a proof that something is missing or something is wrong with you. Are you with me? Some of you, the first time you heard somebody correct is us. And somebody is telling you to leave. Are you hearing me? So he's telling you what I'm saying is too hard. Oh, they have come for you. I pray that God will deliver you. We preach Christ crucified because the Jews did not expect that the Christ should die. Is it not true? They expected that the Christ should come and rule because their thinking is that the dominion of the Christ is after the outward manner. There is a dominion of the Christ that is outward and physical, but that is after foolishness has taken place. And the foolishness of the manifestation of the Christ is that everything he did in his first coming was humiliation. Are you getting the point? So the Jews cannot fathom, according to their understanding of what the Christ should be, that the same person that should bring their liberation and their day of dominion came and he was killed. The Christ shouldn't die. He should blot out every government that is anti-God. But the testimony of the day that kingdom will be established was not in his first coming. That was the 1,000-year reign of Christ. After he has been humiliated for long, then he will come in his coronation. Guess what? The way Christ rose to his authority is the way you will rise. Many times, no, don't say amen. No. Okay, you can say amen. You will be humiliated well by the cross. Then a day will come when you have lost hope. You cry to God, save me! I'm your servant. God will say, wow, our work is going well. As you are crying, they are saying what? Lord, I'm 27. I'm 27. I need to marry this year. It's not as if I don't want to serve you. But will it be bad if I'm in marriage and I'm serving you well? Are you getting the point? You pray, 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 pray. As you are praying to be married, God is giving you prayer power to intercede for Nigeria. What's the connection between I want to marry? Lord, I need to start business. This is my business plan for this year. I just need a seed capital of 10 million naira so that I can move it forward. I will sponsor the kingdom, Lord. I will carry them and I will sponsor Revival Hall. Do you know how many people that have said they will sponsor me? If I'm a man of God and you hear I will sponsor you, run away. From my little experience, everybody that said we will sponsor you never sponsored. The people that will sponsor, they will not say I will sponsor. Very few, very few, very few. Even the people that say they will, if they sponsor, maybe just once or twice, they escape. Go and put your faith in God, my friend. When you say, Lord, provide for us, there are some people you are eyeing. When you post the flyer, you target when they will see it. You are a spiritual criminal. If the pastor now got the 1 million on Sunday, you say, God gave us a miracle. I just spoke the word and then I had faith in God. No, you had faith on that rich man. The truth is that, my God, is it not true? The truth is that is that rich man. Oh no, be our church. Yeah, you will not preach your message. You will say, my friend is laughing. I have a new friend here. I'm telling you, it has happened to me. There is a day, there is a message you prepare. How God will move you into your finance and you will give to the kingdom. And then you come. It's people that have not eaten. As I'm looking at these people now, there is no food after this session. How do I preach to them this message? When I come to preach and then I see 13 medical consultants, 55 people, millionaires from Nkwa Market, I will tell them I have faith that by tomorrow God is going to produce the 10 million that we. I have faith. I have faith. Just watch and see. My faith will produce. I declare that by tomorrow, what we have, we will need it. If you think, are you with me? If you want to prove that you actually have faith, don't preach it. Go and tell it to your wife. Come and preach another thing. If the money comes, then you have faith. What I'm telling you, I have tested. If I want to have 1 million in my account before 24 hours, except that I don't do that kind of thing, what will I do with it? Are you not a man? Are you not a man? Sometimes all these things we are worrying ourselves. You don't need that money as you think you need it. You don't. And several times God might take long to teach you that you don't need those things you are crying for. Huh? You need it here. What you need now is Christ, to win Christ. And for you to win Christ, you have to count many things as loss for you to win him. Somebody said the cross. The cross works in three ways to achieve the end of God in diverse scenarios. What did I say? Let me say it again. The cross works in three different ways to achieve the end of God in diverse scenarios. Number one, the cross works legally by faith. So the first work of the cross is legally. How? Legally. How? Legally. How? The cross works legally. That is in you now. The cross works legally by faith. So let's see our normal popular scripture, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay, everyone. How? The life you now live in the flesh, you live it how? Now, I am is not I will. Are you getting it? I am. It means that when Christ was crucified, we were crucified. If the crucifixion of Christ is still a reality till now, it means your own is still what? A reality till now. That means there is a documentation of this experience that Christ passed through. And in that documentation, several things Satan didn't know, that your name was added in the documentation. Have you seen where they served a man a court case? Who is a lawyer here? Who is a lawyer or related to the legal profession? I need lawyers in my class. Everybody is medical. If I'm a medical person, you are related to anything medical, raise your hand. Is it only medical people that we came for? Legal, you are you? What are you studying? Good. If you want to serve somebody a legal notice, like I want to see you now. Okay, you want to see me. Then when you have done that, you found out that I'm not the only one involved. That this sister is involved. Are you seeing it? Then you now join her to the case. What is the technical? Find her a mic. Get a mic fast. Are you getting where I'm going now? I did something. You now took me to court. Sued me to court. Only to find out that actually I'm not the only one. That I have a few other people. That if I win this case, you can also act. And because there is nothing legal binding the matter, you can act. And it will still affect me in the same matter that I should have solved once and for all. So what I did is to join you. Sometimes we can join four people. Is it not true? What is the technical language?
It's called filing a joinder.
Filing a joinder.
A joinder. Yes.
Okay, so I filed a joinder and I added... What's your name?
Benison.
Benison. I added Benison. Are you getting the point? And then I found out that if I allow only Benison, this guy can walk scot-free. Is it not true? Can I still add this person?
Yes, you add him as a necessary party.
Can I add another person?
Yes.
Can I add another person?
You can add as many parties as you want to.
So Jesus went to the cross, obtained a legal document, and added as many people as believed in him. When he was coming back, he didn't just... I know you said the power of the Holy Ghost rose him from the dead. No, he came there with a legal document. If he didn't come there... Are you getting what I'm saying? See, it is good that we said that he rose from the dead. But I hope you know that his resurrection is contingent on the fact that he was found out as a person, as being righteous. Are you getting it? So there is a legal document certifying that he did not commit the sin that they said he committed. It was somebody else. It just happened that he carried it and he was killed for somebody else's sin. When they searched deep, they found out that him did not sin. So the Holy Ghost came there to tender judgment, to prove to hell that the person they were holding is wrong. Are you getting the point? So even when the matter was adjudicated in heaven's court of justice, Jesus was discharged and acquitted. The sin they said he committed, he did not commit it. Are you getting the point? And when they were discharged him, they gave him a document. Are you with me? When they gave him that first document, I don't know how many people was on the list. Maybe 12 apostles. Maybe 120. Are you getting it? But by the time we are here today, all of us here, I believe, our name has been added to the rejoinder. Once a man believes in Christ Jesus, legally your name enters that document. Are you following me now? So, we are trying to say that the crucifixion of Jesus was a legal transaction that took place. And when it happened, you were joined to that court case. They caught case. Jesus went on your behalf up till today. They call him the mediator of the new covenant, the advocate, the intercessor. These three words that I mentioned now are legal words in the spirit. As a matter of fact, the word pray is a legal word. Is it not true? That is why anytime I pray, I see myself more as a lawyer than any other thing else. Because if you see yourself as a lawyer, you will not get tired of praying. The only time you stop praying is when you have won your case. Is it not true? Is it not true? You file in a lower court, lose. You go to a higher court. You keep going there. That is the exact illustration that Jesus was trying to make in the book of Luke chapter 18, 1 to 8. Are you with me so far? Now, watch. You were legally bound to that document. A truth document. Saying that Jesus had died and resurrected. He was crucified. The cross has worked on him. There is a document that certified it. Are you with me now? It is a legal document. And you are joined to the case. So because of your being joined to the case by the mystery of identification with Jesus Christ. Are you getting the point? You were in his loins when he went to the cross. Huh? So that legal document that was obtained, it was like you too obtained the legal document. The question now is how? Somebody say by faith. Is he not here? What? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ, what? Liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. Hey. I will pray for you. Don't worry. Just keep my scripture. By the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and what? Gave himself for me. So the first point of call in partaking of the administration of the cross is to extend your faith to what Jesus has already done. Are you getting it? For Jesus to do something in your... He is not doing a new thing in your life. He takes from what has been legally accomplished and starts doing it now. So by faith, we laid hold on those legal promises. Help me and pray for 1 minute. And say, Jesus, I extend my faith and I believe that the work that you did on the cross today is my own. Your death is my own. Your crucifixion is my own. Your crucifixion is my own. Your death is my own. Your resurrection is my own. Until a man believes, until faith is extended, every other thing is a waste. The foundation of our experience in God is faith. Pray for 1 minute. Yes, through me. Come through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Thirty more seconds. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up.
miracle work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Oh, Jesus. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see as you see. Yes, through me, cut through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me.
In Jesus' name, you can cast your seed and offering. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m. There will be no.
But believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.